This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. In just a couple of hours from now, lawmakers will officially kick off the 2019 legislative session. VPR will broadcast live from the State House later today, but first we wanted to check in with reporter Peter Hirschfeld to find out what's on tap for the legislature this year. How's it going, Pete?
It's going great, Mitch. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we're fresh off an election. There are a lot of new faces in the State House this year. What are the big issues they'll be debating over the next few months?
You know, it's funny, Mitch. Covering the State House can make you feel like you're in the movie Groundhog Day sometimes because you often see the same issues debated over and over and over again, year after year after year. And to some degree, that is going to be the case in 2019. Paid family leave, the $15 minimum wage, those are two issues that dominated the debate last year. And we can expect to see both of those at the forefront of Democrats' agenda in 2019. Phil Scott, of course, vetoed both of those bills last year, but lawmakers are going to press forward again. And the big difference this time, of course, is that Democrats have picked up quite a few seats in the House. And so the question is, will they be able to override the governor's veto this time around? And that's just a big unknown at this point and is going to be something to keep an eye on. Clean water funding. It's another issue that seems to resurface perennially, and we'll see that one again in 2019. Lawmakers and the governor have set aside about $50 million over each of the past 2 years. It's a lot of money, but much of that funding is scheduled to expire at the end of this current fiscal year, and they're going to have to figure out how to replace it. Big question mark, though, on how they're going to do that. And one other recurring issue to keep an eye on is on the education front. We have a number of pending lawsuits related to Act 46, which was the school district merger law. School districts are challenging the state's authority to force them to merge. How are lawmakers going to deal with that? It's another big open question right now, and one that may create some friction between the democratically controlled legislature and Republican Governor Phil Scott.
Another issue that you reported on recently, Pete, that could have something to do with the veto pen, although it may not get this far, is that Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash is willing to look at a fast-track bill for taxing and regulating retail sales of marijuana. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, though, not as confident about that. What's the line on a retail marijuana bill, at least in the House?
Another big open question. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson is not the end-all be-all when it comes to deciding whether or not the House is going to pass a tax and regulate bill. But let's be real. She's the Speaker. Her opinion matters. And she says at this point, she's torn on the idea. She thinks there could be some benefits to a tax and regulate system. You'd be able to have some state oversight of cannabis products that are being sold here. You could ensure better quality control. But Mitzi Johnson, much like Governor Phil Scott, has some real concerns about what a retail cannabis market would mean for usage among youth in the state and also for highway safety. She says, you know, we're only about 6 months into the legalization bill we passed last year, which legalized possession and cultivation of small amounts of marijuana. She says it might make sense to see how that plays out before Vermont joins states like Colorado, California, and most recently Massachusetts, where they have moved forward with an above-board retail market.
Yeah, and as you alluded to, even if it did pass the House, that seems like one that would pull out the governor's veto pen, and then it would be that question, are there enough votes to override?
Yeah, and he hasn't shut the door entirely on signing a bill, but he's made it clear there's some pretty high hurdles lawmakers would have to overcome in order for him to even consider that.
Well, let's talk a little more about Republican Governor Phil Scott. He easily won election to a second term this past November, but at the same time, Democrats, as you said, gained a pretty significant number of seats in the State House. How is this new partisan dynamic going to affect the agenda in Montpelier?
You know, it's interesting, Mitch. It isn't just that Democrats have gained seats in the House. It's that there's going to be some pretty massive turnover in that chamber. There are 40 new House legislators that are going to be sworn into the House of Representatives today. That's close to a third of the entire body. And it means there are a lot of unknowns heading into this session in terms of what members are going to support, what they're not going to support, and also how aggressively and cleverly they're going to pursue their individual legislative agendas. If you're looking for a bellwether to get some sense of how this new partisan dynamic is going to play out, I'd encourage you to pay close attention to the governor's budget address. That'll be coming later this month. His last two addresses have had the effect of really agitating Democratic lawmakers. He put some really provocative proposals in there to overhaul education funding, for instance. It'll be interesting to see if he tones down this year's budget address a little bit, if he focuses on areas and initiatives that that invite collaboration across party lines. There are some areas, I think, where Phil Scott and legislative Democrats have some shared interests, and it'll be interesting to see if the governor tries to reset the tone in a way that results in more willingness from lawmakers to work with the executive branch.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe this will be more like a sequel to Groundhog Day than the same movie over and over again.
One can hope.
VPR's Peter Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thanks, Mitch.
And VPR will have much more on opening day in Montpelier. Tune in to Vermont Edition at noon today when host Jane Lindholm will be broadcasting live from the Statehouse.